Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Monday, 11th of Rabiul Awal, 1448 AH, 24th of August, 2026 CE. Under miserable man-made systems, death boats claim the lives of 13 young men from Ben Gurdan. Translated. While tens of thousands of our children drop out of school every year and are thrown onto the streets, where unemployment, drugs, crime, and, quote, death boats await them, they find themselves caught between the struggle to obtain their most basic daily necessities, such as safe drinking water and electricity, and migration, braving the waves of the sea and the uncertainties of life in search of the crumbs of the West that plunders the resources of their countries and drains their wealth. 13 young men from the city of Ben Gurdan drowned after secretly setting sail toward Europe, adding their lives to the long list of victims of the, quote, death boats. This is a painful tragedy, neither the first nor the last, as long as the youth of the Ummah are deprived of the wealth of their countries and the doors to work and a dignified life are closed in their faces. Our people in Tunisia, Allah Almighty said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Indeed, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the disbelieving people. Surah Yusuf, verse 87. Despite this miserable reality caused by the man-made system and rulers who bring harm, our liberation from its grip and our return to the position of leadership and prominence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us are closer than the blink of an eye, provided that we uproot the man-made systems from their foundations, hold firmly to the strong rope of Allah, and adhere to the Sharia of the Lord of the Worlds, as confirmed by His subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَأَلَّوْ إِسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. Had they remained steadfast on the right path, we would have showered them with abundant rain. Surah Al-Jinn, verse 16. Ruling by what Allah has revealed under the Khilafah, Caliphate, is the safe haven that protects the Muslim youth, cares for their affairs, and preserves their wealth. Therefore, everyone considering migration from their country must understand the reality of the states and systems established in the West, and must not imagine that they are paradise on earth. Rather, they are colonial states that sustain themselves through colonizing weaker countries and subjugating their peoples. Instead of contemplating migration, migrants should direct their anger toward the systems governing their own countries, uproot them from their foundations, and replace them with a system that preserves their dignity in their own lands and guarantees them a dignified livelihood through the abundant resources and buried treasures with which Allah has blessed their lands. Allah Almighty said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray nor suffer. Surah Taha, verse 123. Written by the Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia.